Okay, we are up to Mem Vav Mabez, Hamar of Zera, about two-thirds of the way down. Just before we start, I wanted to wish a Mazel Tov to our computer man, Meir Moltz, on the birth of a baby boy. The entire Chevra, wherever we are, and the Daf Yomi wishes you much nachas and simcha from your new baby and from your entire family. Okay, let us start. Amar of Zera. Lo likni inish hoshana liyanuka b'yomatova kama. A person should not give their lulav to their young child, to their child who's a katan, on the first day of Sukkos. Why? My time up. Diyanuka miknikani aknu yilamakni. Because it's possible for the child to be kone the lulav, but he cannot be makne the lulav. A child has the capacity in halacha to acquire something, but not to give away something, to be mocher it, to be makna it. And therefore, the problem is that you're going to give it to him. If you give it to him before you're yotzi with it, that's a problem, because now it's going to be his, and he's not going to be able to give it back to you. And you have to have your own lulav when it comes to the first day of Sukkos. And therefore, Abzira advises, don't do this. Per se, is there anything wrong with it? No, you're just putting yourself into a situation when you're not going to be able to be yotzi your mitzvah. That is why first be yotzi your mitzvah, and then give it to him. We related to this on Daf Beis much earlier, that you should give it to him somehow. He should have his own, because a child is supposed to do all mitzvahs in the way that they're supposed to be performed. They're not supposed to be faked, the Ritva said earlier on that base. So you were supposed to find a way to give it to him, but at least you should be Yotze. You should be Yotze first. That's the halacha of kone and not makne. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, about sixth to last skinny line, mikna kani mi derabanan takinile zechiel anashe. Derabanan, there is a way for a child to acquire, to be zochel anashe. In other words, Rashi is hinting to us that makne, for a child to give something away, that's impossible. Kone, he can be kone, but even that is on a derabanan level. That is Shitas Rashi in a number of places. Tosfos, in Sanhedrin, and wherever else this sugi comes up, Bali Tosfos have a different opinion. Bali Tosfos say there's a way for Ketanim to be kone, even mida oraisa. That's using the principle of das acheres makne. Usually, a katan has trouble getting it into his rishus. But if there's a gadol pushing it in halachically into his rishus, being makne to him, das acher is makne, then Bali Tosfos hold that a kona can even acquire on a doraisa level. That is Shitas Tosfos. So then, Bali Tosfos, Sanhedrin there, quote this Gemara, this is doraisa is going to become the katan, not just durabanan. Again, that is a machlokas that comes up in a lot of places. Is there a way for a kone, for a katan, to be kone even on a doraisa level? Many places Rashi just says midrabanan without leaving open the possibility of das acheres makne. While Tosfos quotes the idea of das acheres makne, if somebody else is being makne to him, then a katan could be yotze even on a doraisa level. The Ritva here asks, is it possible to give it to a katan b'matana almanas v'hachzir? We spoke earlier, the Rishonim. Let's say you give it to a katan, I give this to you on condition that you give it back to me. So says the Ritva first, Yesh Omrim, Dafka Medosa Tito, Stampa Vatana Gemura, only giving it to a katan stam would be a problem. But if you would give it Matana Amanas Lahaxir on condition to give back, of course that's going to work. Because what's going to happen? So he halachically cannot give it back to you, right? But if he doesn't give it back to you, that means it couldn't have been his in the first place. So therefore it was ever his. And therefore that's why, says the Ritva, in this first opinion, it should work. That's mitzad echa, says the Ritva. If you give it to him, and he's not going to ever give it back to you, so the mela wasn't in the first place, it's going to be good. And Reb Zera was never referring to that case of matana mas v'achzir, because that would work. A. But then the Ritva says, maybe not. Maybe the Reb Zera doesn't make any chilukim. So maybe Reb Zera really means to aser even matana manas lahachzir. Aye, so why don't you say it wasn't his in the first place, says the Ritva. No, the point is, you try to make a t'nai that's impossible. Matana manas lahachzir. So you give it back to me, but the cotton can't give it back to you. If he can't give it back to you, it's an impossible t'nai. What do we usually say when you make an impossible t'nai? You say, maisa kayam v'tnai batel. If you make a condition, you harayam kudeshesli, I'm married to you on condition that I fly through the sky. So, what usually do we say? We say, okay, you were serious about the act, but the t'nai is batal, because the t'nai is meaningless. So do here, says the Ritva. What's going to happen? The t'nai is going to be batal, because it's impossible, but the ma'is is going to be meaningful, and therefore, you're going to get your lulav back. So therefore, says the Ritva, maybe he is including the case of Atanamas Lahatsir, and that is also a problematic case. Vinimsa, Shekno Atino Plagamri, Avish Lachazar, Fikneo the Bible Mari Shonim, and that is that those are the two deos in the Ritva. Yeah. If it wasn't his in the first place, then he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore, right, that would be a problem with the Ritva's opinion about chinuch. That has to be totally his. The Ritva, the second half of the Ritva, then deals with what age of a katan are we talking about? Are we talking about a katan who is at the age of onas ha-pe'utos or not? Which means there is a takana derabanan that tanim, once they get old enough, they're allowed to do some business. They're allowed to do some business as they get a little older. So are we talking about those kind of tanim? Midrabanan, where Chazal allowed them to do business or not? So he has that discussion as well. Okay, that is the discussion of the Ritva here. Next statement of this, that's the first statement of the Ritva. Don't give your katan this lulav. Amr of Zera, a second statement of the Rav Zera, Lolema initially Anuka, Ziyahivna Lachamiti Velo Yahivle. Don't tell a katan, never tell a child that you're going to give them something when you're not going to give it to them. Why? Mishum Da'asi Lagmure Shikra, they're going to learn to lie. Right? How many times have we been told, but you said you're giving it? This, right? So Rav Zera says, never to promise a child to give them something when you're not going to give it to them. Shademar Ledul Shonam Da'ber Shekra, you're teaching them to lie. The Maritz Chai is here, and so it's also expanded upon by the Sharm and Balacha, say Maha Kesher between the two statements of Rav Zera. The point is, because sometimes you're going to try to fake out the katan by giving them the lulav in a way when you're not really giving it to them, because you don't want them to not be able to give it back to you. That's exactly what Rav Zera says in the next line. Don't fake them out. Do it in a specific way where you're going to give it to them, but do it in a way, maybe you have an extra one, do it after your Yosef the Mitzvah. Either way, don't do it in a way where you're going to lie to them and say that it's theirs when it's not really theirs. That's the connection between the two statements of Rebbe Zera. Okay, weiter. The earlier discussion, which we had yesterday, what discussion? Whether your esrog is usher on day 7 on Hoshana Rabbah after you finish it, or it's usher the entire day, Huxel Mitzvasa or Huxel Yome, that is also a machlokas in the following case. That machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is the following machlokas Tanoim. To Itzmar, or early Amoran. Let's say you have 7 esrogim, you separated 1 per day. Amarav, meaning you're going to use one, you're maktil, and it's also 1 per day. Amarav, kolachas v'achas, yotzeb av okol altar. Each one of them you could use, and after you use them, you could eat them right away. Meaning he seems to hold like Reish Lakish, huktzel mitzvaso, right? If you use it for the mitzvah, it's mutter. For Ravasi Amar, kolachas v'achas yosi bavochol lamachar. No, after Ravasi says everyone you can use and then be yotze with eat it the next day. Meaning huksa liyome. But my kamitlagi, my salva rilu mitzvaso is katsoi, or my salva kuliyoma is katsoi. Period. That finishes up the sugya from yesterday. Okay, so now we discuss whether it's usher on day 7 on day 8, and now we have another related gemara. But what about us here in Bavel, here in Galus? We have 2 days. We have something called Shmini Atzeres. We have something called Simchas Torah. 2 days. So according to us, what's the halacha with the lulav and esrog? What's the lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah? We just explained in Eretz Yisrael what's the halacha on Hoshana Rabbah. What about Shmini Atzeres? What about us, we who do 2 days? So Amar Abaya, Abaya holds Shmini Safek Shvi, which is the day that we call Shmini Atzeres. Also, that's also because it's a suffix that maybe today's really Hoshana Rabbah. It's also the whole day. The Rush here says, Shema Yavo Eliyahu, maybe Eliyahu and Abi's going to come and tell us that Elul should have been Me'ubar. Right? Maybe it should have been Me'ubar, so therefore we're really a day ahead. And really it's supposed to be Hoshana Rabbah today, and not Shmini Atzeres. Tashi, and it's another example where Halacha is influenced based on the Heri Yivana Beis HaMikdash. Forevermore, it's going to be also today, because maybe today is Hoshana Rabbah, and Eliyahu and Abi is going to come. Tashi, Safek Shmini, but on what we call Simchas Torah, Mutter, that is for sure Mutter, because at most it's Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini Atzeres is already the day after Sukkot. That's a Bayashita. Merema Ramar, Afilu Shmini Safek Shvi Mutter. Even on what we call Shmini Atzeres, it is Mutter. That is Reb Meremar's opinion. Besur Ya'adika Meremar, they were Matir, Rav Shishi Reb Yervidi Avid Ka'abaya, the Hilfsa Ka'abaya, that it is Usur on Shmini Atzeres. Because it says fake at the Yoma. So we don't shake a lulav and esrog. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We don't shake a lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres, but we do say that it is Usur to get Hana from on Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, next sugya, 4 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Shelas, Meshay Deraf. Shmini Safek Shvi, Shvi La Sukkah V'Shmini La Bracha. On Shmini Safek Shvi, which is what we call Shmini Atzeres, Shvi La Sukkah V'Shmini La Bracha. What does that mean? We'll have to see. We'll have to see what that means. Unclear what that statement means. The Gemara will explain it. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shmini Lazeh Lazeh. No. Rabbi Yochanan says that Shmini Atzeres is considered the eighth day for Sukkah and for Bracha. So what is that machlokas about between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Gemara, famous Gemara, Meisiv Kuli Amalo Pligi Diasvinan. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rav agree that on Shmini Atzeres you sit in Chutz Laretz. That's what we're talking about. On Shmini Atzeres you sit in a sukkah. That is clear, says the Gemara. Ki Pligi Livruche. The machlokas between them is whether you say a bracha of Leishev Basukkah when you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Lamanda Amar Shvi'i LaSukkah. According to the Rav who says the word Shvi'i LaSukkah, what does that mean? It means Bruchei Nami Mivarchinon. What he means by that statement is that you make the bracha of Leishev Basukkah when you're sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Lamanda Amar Shmini LaZeh LaZeh. According to Rabbi Yochanan who says the phrase that it's Shmini regarding Zeh and Zeh, what he means is that you do not make the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah, but you just sit in the sukkah. This is what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Yosef, Nekod Rav Yochanan B'yotcha, hold like Rav Yochanan, that means sit in the sukkah and do not make a bracha of Leishev HaSukkah. The Rav Huna Bar Bizna, V'chol Gedol Yadar, Iklu B'sukkah B'shvidi Safek Shvi, they all sat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Meisiv HaVeYasvi, Beruchei Lo Berichei. They sat in the sukkah and they didn't make the bracha. Oh, let's stop here for a minute. What's the problem with making the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah when you're sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? What's the problem? Sorry? So the problem is, if you're sitting in a sukkah and you're saying Shmini Atzeres Achag Azeh, or Chag Shmini Chag Atzeres Azeh, we'll talk about that hopefully, when you're saying that lashon, you can't say Leishev HaSukkah. That's a tartar the sasri. Right? It's a contradiction. If it's Shmini Atzeres, you shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah. So to do the mitzvah without saying those words, okay, that's what you have to do, Bishop Steka Diyoma. But to say the words Leishev HaSukkah and say right after you say Shmini Atzeres Achag Azeh, say the Rishonim here, that is inappropriate, that can't be. The Ron's Lashon is found, it'll be a zilzul in the yontif. It'll be a zilzul in the yontif, you wouldn't take the yontif seriously. Ask the Meiri has the most elaborate discussion of this, but it's really all the Rishonim ask, what's the difference between this halacha, we don't make a bracha of Leishev HaSukkah on Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah, versus we count Sviras HaOmer with a bracha on the second night of Pesach, even though we're about to have a Seder, and we're about to make all the brachas. If we're about to say Alachilas Masa, or we're about to say Asher Ga'alanu, how could it be the first night of the Omer? If it's the first night of the Omer, when's the Omer? Mi Machras HaShavas. After Yontif. After the first day of Yontif. So how is it possible? Why isn't that a steer also? Why isn't that a tart to the Sasri? What's the difference between saying Leishev HaSukkah Shmini Atzeres, which Chazal said you're not allowed to do, while by Sviras HaOmer, it's okay? And the Meiri has four answers. Four different answers. Some of these are found in other Rishonim, some of them are not. First answer, says the Meiri, V'im Omer. What's the difference between Sviras HaOmer and Sviras HaOmer on Yontif and Leishev HaSukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Says the Meiri, Me'acher shekidish aso Yontif, but hech yisur dvarav, okay, etc., etc. Says number one, Mikol Makom, Sviras HaOmer v'kidish eno naseh ka'achas, aval elu b'kos echad heim. Leishev HaSukkah and Shmini Atzeres, you're both doing it during kiddush. You can't have a steamer in the middle of, in kiddush itself, you're saying Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. What's happened by Sviras HaOmer? Two separate things. Okay, if you look at it in the big picture, what you do in the past 5 hours, you did a stira. But that's not a problem. You did Sviras HaOmer in Shul separately. That's not part of Kiddush. So that's why Chazal, we're not worried about it. If you have Leishev HaSukkah in the Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres, so that is inappropriate. Answer number one. Answer number two, and this answer is also found in the Ran, the difference is that Sviras HaOmer Ikaro Min HaTorah. Ikaro min haTorah, Av Bishav Izman Hazeh, Eino min haTorah L'Das Ksas. Counting Sviras HaOmer is a root, according to the Rambam, it's D'Oraisa even today. But even according to the other Rishonim, it was D'Oraisa. But over here, what are we talking about? The Bracha. The Bracha, all Brachas are D'Rabbanan. The Bracha of Leishev HaSukkah is D'Rabbanan. And maybe that's why we would push it off, but you can't push off the counting itself. Number three, V'lo Od, says the Meiri, practically, you're going to say, don't count tonight? Well, what about the next night? You're going to count day two. If they're not counting day one, you're going to count day one. And you're going to mess up the whole counting. You're not going to know what you're doing. Hamispar im lo yivarech barishon v'yivarechu b'shar sviros v'yivarechu b'sheni al yom echad v'yisru b'lo bracha yom ha'inyan chu. You're going to mess up the whole counting. Number three. Number four, the last one, and here he says a chiddush. V'od ani omer shehasvira kodem hakiddushu. Svira you do before kiddush. So what happened? By svira omer, what are you saying in effect? It's weekday. So what happened later when you get home and make kiddush? Okay, so you're makadosh today again. You said it's weekday, now you said it's kodesh. You're allowed to make days kodesh. What's Tosefta, Shabbos, and Yontif? You made the day chol, and now it's kodesh. V'yavavisha asinu chol, rashom, so it's a kodesh. And then he says, if you made kiddush first, and you didn't say Sfiras HaOmer, let's say you made kiddush, and you didn't say Sfiras HaOmer, af ani omer lo yisfar bebracha. Achat shaso kiddush. The Meiri's kiddush is that if you did not count Sfira in shul, and you're waiting to do it after the Seder, he says, don't do it with a bracha. This is punk la hefech of what many of the Rebbes do. Many of the Rebbes dafka wait, and they come back to the Rebbe's house at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning to count Sfira, because you want to do it after the Seder, before she gets the Meiri. The Meiri says, if you do it that way, you cannot do it with a bracha. Those Rebbes obviously hold that no. The point is that you want to have the Seder first, and then be able to count. But that's the four answers the Meiri says why it is that there's the difference between that you're not allowed to make a late sheep asukkah in the Kiddush Hashmini Atzeres, while you are allowed to count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha even on the night of the Seder. Yeah.
I'm just a little confused. We usually have status on the day on the second day.
Yeah.
In other words. But Shmini Atzeres.
We have Sfeikus, whatever day the Suffolk is, it's a Suffolk of that day or the day before.
Right, but Shmini Atzeres is not a Suffolk.
But we're talking about Shmini Atzeres and Chutzlaritz, which is a Suffolk of whether it's...
That's exactly my point.
Right.
Why should it be a Suffolk in Chutzlaritz?
It's a Suffolk in Chutzlaritz because of the...
Rosh Hashanah. There is no Suffolk for the...
Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is... Yeah, all the other Yom Tovim, we have 2 days of Yantif because of the sake of the Yoma, because we're not sure.
Right, but the first day, but it's the second day. The first day...
But we do Sfira on the second day.
But in general, I'm just...
No, but the first day is also a Suffolk.
By
the time Shmini Atzeres comes, we should have known by then?
Because it's right after Sukkot.
Right.
Okay, I'm saying what? But the question is, when did they find out? By the 15th of the month, they didn't find out yet, right? Because it took more than 2 weeks for the Eidim to get there outside of Eretz Yisrael. So did they find out in the following week? Find out in the following week? But that's, what about Shavuos? Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. Don't we know by then? It's even a better question. Halacha is, that's the Minhag HaMaaseh to be a Dina. We have every Yantif as a Sfeika D'Yoma, as 2 days. Okay, that is the discussion of the Meiri. The Ritva here notes Akasha. Again, we're going to talk more about this Lamaisa in a minute. But there is another problem, and that is, why don't we say a bracha according to many? Because Asi Lizal Zulebe, we come up with all these reasons, all these specific reasons for here why you don't make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. Answer it for 1 second. Whenever you have a suffix about a mitzvah, what's the halacha? You do the mitzvah and you don't make the bracha. Let's say you forgot on a day of Sukkot, you forgot if you shook lulav. I don't remember. It was a busy morning. I don't remember. What do? You shake a lulav without a bracha. Let's say you don't remember if you heard shofar. You're not sure if you heard all the kolos of shofar. What do? You do shofar without a bracha. Says the Ritva, what are all the Rishonim, my friends, coming up with all new, unique reasons of why you don't make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah? It's a suffix. So it makes a lot of sense. Veisiv Yasvinim Baruchilu Mavrachinan. What's the difference? So says the Ritva, the important Yisod. Elish Lecha Lomar, She'ein Suffix Zekashar Sveikis. This suffix is not like other sveikas. Shachachamim sh'amr lo lasos yom sheni tignu lo shenavarech bo kiyom rishon. This whole, the mahus of the mitzvah is suffix. The tzakon is not like some you forgot something. The nature of this day, as Alex was just asking, the nature of the day is suffix. So once Chazal were misaking this as a yom suffix, they were also misaking it as the day that you usually say a bracha. Shemon nevarech ben kadesh bo yizal to b'kdushaso. L'fichach, that's why Rishonim have to give other answers why you wouldn't make a bracha in this case. Because we make, well, we say the bracha of yom shmini asar zachag hazeh, we say all the other brachas for 2 days, so this takes us a different type of suffix than the other cases. And just one thought related to this general issue, and that about whenever you have a suffix about a bracha, sorry, about a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah without a bracha, the Rambam says this in many, many places. He says this, what if you have an androgynous, and you're giving him a bris milah, you know, man and woman, so you do the milah without a bracha, right, because you're not sure if he's a man or if he's a milah or not. He says, all mitzvahs, he keeps saying, you have a suffix about a mitzvah, do the mitzvah, don't make the bracha. Except, the Rambam says, what if he forgot if he said kriya shma or not? The Rambam says, suffix kara kriya shma, suffix lo kara, you have to repeat kriya shma with its brachas. And the Achronim say, this is not the, what the Rambam is talking about. I thought you don't have to repeat it with, if you have to do the mitzvah again. So if Salvechik suggested, this is one of the Masorah journals, and the first one, first Masorah journal, in page Ches, he says, Kriyashma's brachos, Birchas Kriyashma, is different than other brachos. They're not just regular Birchas HaMitzvah. The din, the halacha of Kriyashma is Kriyashma im Birchoseha. With its brachas. That's the din. And if you don't say the brachas, that's not Kriyashma Bishlei Musa. It's really one din of Kriyashma and Kriyashma Birchoseha. Vini Hagracha Yeroga Lomar, and even quotes from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that it's better to daven Biyachidus and say the Birchas Kriyashma with his brachas, than to daven with a minion without saying the brachos. Right? And this is part of the issue of, let's say you go daven in a shul where they're going to miss Zman Kriyashma. They're going to miss Zman Kriyashma. If you have a shul, hopefully one day, Mehira, Mehira, if you have a shul that could change as Kriyashma Kriyashma gets earlier, they can make them have an earlier minion. Matov Manon, that's the best. Because it's best to daven Kriyashma with his brachas in the Zman. But what happens, if we know we're going to miss Zman Kriyashma, watch the minhag olam, say Kriyashma before you come to shul. Right? There are announcements at shul, say Kriyashma. But according to this, that's really a very bidyeved level Kriyashma. Kriyashma, the full day of Kriyashma is Kriyashma and Birchoseha. And they're only going to do that after the Zman. So therefore, according to this Lundis, it's a bidyeved, and that's why some are makbid dafka to go to an earlier minion on those days when Kriyashma will be missed.
Didn't Kriyashma and Birchoseha together,
could you say Kriyashma Birchoseha before you come to shul?
If a person walks into shul by Myriv.
By Myriv, we say that, and say Kriyashma uBirchoseha afterwards. You can't just say Kriyashma and Shemana Esrei. But that's also part of the halacha because Smichas Gula Tfilah is a different. Right. Different by Myriv. Would Reb Chaim have done that by Myriv? I'm not sure. That's a Smichas Gula Tfilah issue. That's not a Kriyashma Birchoseha issue. The halacha by Myriv is we do Kriyashma Birchoseha, but we just do it after Shemana Esrei. Right, the issue of the Smichas Gula Tfilah question. Okay, let us continue. Weiter. Vidilma says the Gemara on the sixth line, Svir Lahu. So what just happened? We just proved from all these great rabbis that they sat in a sukkah on Shmini Esrei, they didn't make a bracha. Vidilma Svir Lahu Kaman Damar Kiyo Shibir Kiyo Rishon Shavidim Bavarech. Maybe there's no riot from these great rabbis. Maybe it's just that they hold, like the opinion we had yesterday, that you only make a bracha Vidilma Svir Lahu Kaman on the first day of sukkahs. So the whole sukkahs they didn't make a bracha. So that's why they're not making a bracha today, Shmini Esrei. Gemara says, no, it can't be. Gemiri Demei Efer Asu. We know that they just came from the Afer, the fields, meaning they never sat in the, they didn't sit in the sukkah the whole sukkahs. So we know that's where they came from. So all the Mefarshim, you guys, like they, all these rabbis didn't sit, they were in the fields the whole Yantif. They didn't have a sukkah there, so there's different pilpulim about how to figure out they really sat in a sukkah, but they knew the kfiyah diyarcha, they knew where the yantif, so they weren't going to have to make a bracha, but then they came back to the yishuv, and therefore they had a hold of the sukkah of the yomam yishuv, that's the minhag, all different cases, how is possible that, all of a sudden they don't have to make a bracha. Okay, some say it was Mishum Sakana, that's, but even though it doesn't really say that, I mean, other people were sitting in the sukkah. Okay, that's, some say Mishum Sakana. Iga de Amre, others have a different version of the Gemara. A different version. Baruchi Kaliyamalo Pligi de Loma Varachinan. The Machlokavin Ravin Rabbi Yochanan is different. Everybody agrees that you don't make a bracha when you're sitting in the sukkah. Ki Pligi Bil Mesa, there's a Machlokas, whether you're supposed to sit in the sukkah in the first place. Anshmidi Esaris. L'manda Amar Shiva L'sukkah, according to the Manda Amar, Rabbi Rav, who said, Shvi L'sukkah, what does that mean? That means, Mezav Yasvinim, you sit in the sukkah. L'manda Amar Shmini L'zeh, according to the one who said, it's Shmini for both, what did that mean? That means, Mezav Nami Lo Yasvinim. That means, you do not sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nekod Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yotcha, hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Demar Deshmait Samani, because who is the one that quoted this whole Maimra, the beginning of the Sugya of Banam, the previous Amud, review the Breda Shul Bashelas. He's the one that quoted this whole opinion. Ubishmini Savik Shvi Lavar Misukha Yasiv. And on Shmini Atzeres, he did not sit in the Sukkah. But the Gemara ends off clearly, Vihilkasa, Mesav Yasvina Baruchilam of Archinan. Halacha Lamaisa, the Gemara leaves no questions, nothing open. Sit in the Sukkah and don't make a bracha. Before we get into that halacha lemaisa, very important issue, Tosfos asked a simple question. Somebody asked me this on Yontif. Tosfos says, "Why is it top Tosfos? Why is it that on Shmini Atzeres we sit in a lulav misafik, meaning without a bracha? Why don't we shake a lulav misafik? Why don't we shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres without a bracha? Right? What's the difference between sukkah and lulav? They're both mitzvahs we do during sukkahs. Why don't we sit in a sukkah?" And why do we sit in a sukkah? We don't shake a lulav. So the Ran here quotes the difference is Daraisa Duravana. by Sukkah, it's Daraisa all 7 days. So add on one day Safi Daraisa. By Lulav, the past week's been the Rabbanon itself. Zeichel HaMikdash. So it's going to be a double Rabbanon? That's why you don't do that. A. B, Tosaf gives a second answer. And here already comes a little Pesach for, obviously we know, the Minog of many. The Tosaf is said on top. Tosaf's answer, important Tosaf. But Lulav HaRatzel L'Sakin Klausi L'Nalul Misafik. Why? L'Fishu Yantif U'Muksa L'Tiltul. Because Lulav is really Muksa. Sukkah is not muksa. It's just a lulav is really muksa. Shake a lulav on Pesach? No, lulav is muksa, right? Lulav is muksa. Uminkra lemilsa shnayik bo min alkol. If you shake a lulav, that'll be clear that you're being doing something that is a weekday activity. But aval sukkah, but by a sukkah, pa'amim shakusukah so areva lulav. So on sukkah, a lot of times it's nice out. A lot of times it's nice out. So it's not nikar that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Therefore, there's no issue about tosif, and that's why the chazal were misaking it by sukkah and not by lulav. That is what tosif says. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to get back to that Tosafot in a minute. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Rishonim, 99% of the Rishonim, and you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and you look at all the poskim, it's pretty clear that you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and you do not make a bracha. The big question that has been asked over the past 300 years is, where did it come from that so many thousands of Jews, Achena B'nai Yisrael, do not sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Or some make Kiddush in the Sukkah, some make Kiddush during the day in the Sukkah, some make the Mezonos, all various variants, minhagim, many associated with Hasidic sects, many of the Rebbes don't sit in the Sukkah and their followers. So where did this come from? Where did it come from? And is it a lechachil or not? So every posik says that if it's not your minhag, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. If you don't have a specific minhag to sit in the house, you have to sit in the sukkah because that's mefurish shulchan aruch. This is one of those. One of the two minhagim that get very emotional whenever discussed. Sukkah shmini aseres and gebrux. I think are the two. One on Pesach, one on Sukkot. Right, those two people are very emotionally connected to their minhag. But again, why? Well, this one is more emotional, I would say, because it seems against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Gra says the Gra is also against the Halacha because it's Meniyas Simchas Yantif. Okay, but again, in our day when we have non-Gebrux pizza and noodles on Pesach, I don't think there would be a Meniyas Simchas Yantif. Okay, but that's a separate issue. But here, so where did it come from? Where did it come from that many sit in Sukkah? So many poskim say it has no basis. And therefore, there are some Gedoli HaPoskim that even say, if your father has a minhag to sit in the house, even though most minhagim, you do whatever your father does, this is a minhag ta'us. Right, the Gedoli HaPoskim, many Gedoli HaPoskim have said this, but I didn't see it inside, so I don't want to quote it by name, but I've heard of from a Gedoli HaPoskim in America and elsewhere, that you change your minhag. You change your minhag. And therefore, even if your father sits in the house, you sit in the sukkah. Sometimes it gets difficult when your father's eating over at your house, and you want to sit in this. Okay, but many say that. But there are many that do not sit in the sukkah. So is there a basis? So again, past couple hundred years, there have been many explanations that have been given, but it's really, they're all very parallel. Some say that, you know, the Rebbes are like Mi'al Azman. So the Baal Shem Tiv was like in Eretz Yisrael. He was Me'al Azman, so he was like, he didn't have to sit in the sukkah. It was like Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But that's for the Baal Shem Tiv. That's not for the Hamon Am. So what's the basis? So it's really based on an extension of this Tosfos, and it's found in the Karban Asanal on the Rush here. Tosfos, remember, here said, why do we sit in the sukkah and we don't shake a lulav? Because by sukkah, it's not nikar that you are. Let me just mention before I get to the answer. One more in terms of you have to sit in the sukkah, and that's the Gra. Famous Gra. The Gra is not found in the Bira Gra. It's found in the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam Shmini Atzeres says that the Gra was so forceful about this minhag of sitting in the sukkah. First of all, he writes in Maaser Rav that you have to sit in the sukkah. It's more chomer than the rest of sukkahs because it's Durabanan specifically. And Chamurim Divrei Sofer Miyenish Al Torah, the Gra says. But if you look in the Chai Adam writes that one year in Vilna, it was freezing, and some say it was snowing, and he sat in the sukkah anyway. Even though usually you have a Ptur B'Tzar Patam and a Sukkah, but some of my Talmidim said they went to help out in shuls in Buffalo this past Sukkot on Simchas Torah, and it was 2 feet of snow. So it was unbelievable. And so they said an incident in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. They weren't like the Gra. I told them this Gra before Yonkers. Okay. So they say the Chai Adam quotes that Hidavka did it Laharis L'Talmidim, that this is a serious din and you have to sit in the Sukkah. Okay, that's all. Sitting in the sukkah. So where does it come from not sitting in the sukkah? So remember, Tosfos says the reason that we sit in the sukkah and don't shake a lulav is because it's lulav. Everybody will know that it's a weekly activity. But by sukkah, sometimes the sukkah is nice to sit in. Pam sukkah so areva. And therefore people go out to sit in the sukkah. says the Karban Nisanel on our Rush, the Rush also quotes this, the Karban Nisanel says, if it's freezing outside, says the Karban Nisanel, I read you his Lashon, if it's freezing outside then, according to this, im oso yom es sina o ruchos o shum shinui avir, ein min haraui le'echol besukah, biyom shmini safek shvi. So the Karban Nisanel, if it's freezing outside, then it's clean, it's just like lulav. It's just like lulav, it's not going to be neat, it's not arif to you, and therefore it's just like lulav, and therefore you should not, because it'll have a chshash of Baal Tosef. Many of the answers given are based on this Karban Nisanel saying, and the Minchas Elazar has a big tshuva about this, beautiful tshuva, in Chelek Dalas Sim Alamed Aleph, the Mukhan Sherevi, Chelek Sim Alamed Aleph, the whole takana was only for those climates which were warm. Rav Yosef Kairo, the Shulchan Aruch, writes it, because he lived in Sfat, says the Minchas Elazar. He was in Sfat, and Ramah lived in Poland, and he didn't argue, okay. But again, he lives in Sfat, he says, and that's for the takana, that the Karban Nisanel, and the Rishonim, and therefore, if you live in a place which is generally cold, by the time Shmini Atzeres comes along and it's not pleasant, therefore you do not and you should not. He says, you know, he says, you might ask, you know, all the rebbes are always machbir about every tiny little prat in Chumrah. No, his Chumrah doesn't look like Kula. He quotes from the B'nai Yisaskar, used to not sit in the Sukkah, but when he moved to Dinevor, then he used to sit in the Sukkah, then he moved to Dinevor, it was colder there, so he stopped sitting in the Sukkah, because he had this understanding. And this, he says, gives a mashal. He says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch about how long Bein HaShemashos is, right, so all these discoveries, a big discussion about Bein HaShemashos, that the time between sunrise and sunset and seis. So you see, it's much shorter. What do you mean it's so short? It's much, so the answer is that certain halachas were only for that climate and that place on the globe. But outside that place in the globe, it wouldn't apply. So again, this is obviously a huge issue, and you should ask your local posig what to do, but this is the basis of where it comes from, of where the minhag comes from, even though the minhag is not written anywhere earlier. It's not brought as a psak. But this is what has been explained over the past couple hundred years. There are certain hints of it in Rishonim. The Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz here says maybe it's only by Yom because it's freezing at night. Because Rabbeinu Peretz here says it on our daf. So again, there are hints of it, but the problem is that none of these hints were quoted lahalacha. You always could find things in Rishonim. But if it's not quoted in halacha, that's why it's a problem. But again, one should ask the local posek in terms of what to do.
What's the basis just for Kiddush? Right
there. So what is the basis just for Kiddush? That's to be remember the din of, you know, what it was like in the places that is warm. But really, you don't eat there because it's cold, according to this basis. Again, but you should ask, one should ask the local posek, because as I said, there are some posek that will say you should switch your minhag, because all of these are defenses, they're not explanations. And there's a difference between an explanation and a defense. You know, it's only b'di'evet. But again, according to these, Minchas Elazar would tell you salachafila. He would tell you, don't sit in the sukkah, right, because it's cold. And of course, when some rabbis used to go outside of shul and say, is it cold out? Yes? Okay, then they used to go in and sit in the sukkah, just to show the reason that they're doing it. Okay, we got to move. Yeah.
What's the reason for not taking lulav is the same reason why people don't sleep in the sukkah?
All right, so what about sleeping in the sukkah? That's the Rishonim to me to discuss it. What about sleeping? So is it because it's obvious it's too cold, or something? No, because that would give an appearance. Sleeping, you don't, is less of a kvias. Like we say, you don't make a brach on sleeping, according to many Rishonim. So it's less of a kvias, and if you would be kavua with your sleeping, so then that would really give an appearance. Even if it was warm out, maybe even if it was warm out. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here we go. That was the action, so he still hopefully could do it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Mitzvah Mishmini Shel Chag, Vino Mitzvah Mishmini Shel Pesach. Important sugya, it comes up. We're going to talk more about it at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. You say Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, and you do not say Shechiyanu on the last day of Pesach. Right, the only yant, if they don't say Shechiyanu, the last day is of Pesach. Why is it that you say Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres? Because Shmini Atzeres is different in at least three ways than the previous days. Sukkah, lulav, v'nisach hamayim. Now we're talking about the Ikradin, let's say Eretz Yisrael. You don't sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, you don't shake a lulav, and you don't have Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres. All three were done earlier, and therefore that's a reflection that it's a different Yantif, and therefore you say Shmini Atzeres. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda Damar Balukai Manasseh Kol Shmona, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says there was Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres, HaRechalei B'Beis Farm, at least it's different in the first two, Sukkah and Lulav. Period. Ihachi Shisha Pesach Nami. Aye, what about the last is a Pesach? You should also make a Shechiyanu. Why? HaRechalei B'Achilas Matzah. There's a difference between the Shvi'isha Pesach and the earlier day, because there's no mitzvah to eat matzah on the last day of Pesach. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah. Right? To Amar Mar, as we said earlier in Psachim, while I be shown him, only the first night is an obligation to eat matzah. The rest of the nights, you can't eat chametz, but you don't have a chiyuv to eat matzah. So why don't you make a bracha of Shechianu on the last day of Pesach? Says the Gemara, no, one minute. Halachi Ashta. Hasa milay l'chalak miyom eino chalak. By matzah, by Pesach, the Shvi Shal Pesach is only different than the first night of Pesach. But there's no difference between the first day of Pesach and Shvi Shal Pesach. So therefore you're not going to make a new bracha, because even the first day of Pesach was no mitzvah. The only night is the first night. The only mitzvah is the first night. So hacha, afilu miyom nami chalak, but here, Shmini Atzeres is different than all the days of Sukkot as well. Number one. Number two difference, Ravina Amar, zechalak mishalafanev, zechalak mishalafnefanev. The difference is because Shmini Atzeres is different than the previous day. That contrast makes you say a Shechianu. But here, even if you want to say, oh, it's about the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, but that was a week ago. For the past 6 days, you haven't had the mitzvah of Achila, so there's no real contrast, so there is no Shechianu. Other rayas that Shemini Atzeres is a separate holiday, besides the three halachas that we quoted earlier. Rav Papa Amar, Hachak Sipar, Hachak Siparim. Rashi explains that this is not just a word issue, that there's a different usage of the word in Shemini Atzeres and in Sukkot, but it's a number issue. We know that the number of cows that you burn as a carbon on Sukkot went down one every day. Went down one, Rashi explains, starting from Shmini Parach Levado, you go all the way down, and once you come to Shmini Atzeres, you skip. You just go down and bring one par. It's not in the Seder of the order of the number that you're up to. So you see it's a separate, because it's not in the order of the Karbanos. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Hachaksiv Bayom, Hachaksiv Uvayom. By all the days of Sukkot, it says, before their day in Parshas Pinchas, it says Bayom, and by Shmini Atzeres, it says Uvayom, adding on, and by Shmini Atzeres, it says Bayom Ashmini. Also separating it. Ravashi Amar, Hachaksiv Kimishpat, Vachasasam Ksiv Kimishpatam. Over here, by Shmini Atzeres, it says Kimishpat, as if it's its own laws. The previous day, I said Kimishpatam, as if it's a summary of all the days, linking them together. Period. Lema Masayle, let's try to prove the din of Rabbi Yochanan, the din of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because Allah is as follows. The Brisa says, we know there are three kinds of animals that are brought in the context of the carbon musaf. Parim, cows, elam, rams, and kvasim, sheep. They are ma'akiv zedzeh. Pashas, what does that mean? If you are missing parim, then you can't bring the elam or the kvasim. They're ma'akiv zedzeh. They're each ma'akiv each other. Right? Similar to like the dalaminim are ma'akiv zedzeh. It's a simple reading of the understanding of this line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, an extra din. Parim ein ma'akiv zedzeh. The cows are not ma'akiv each other. If you don't have enough cows, still they're not ma'akiv each other. Why? Because after all, Sharmi Spatan Vahokin. Because after all, every day you go down one, so you see the number, the specific number is not so crucial. You go down one every day. So that's how you know that the parim aren't so ikker. As long as you have one, that's enough. Omrulo, 1 second. What do you mean? Why do you just say that the cows are a mock of each other? Also, the other animals, the elam and the kvasim, on the last day of Shmini Atzeres, they're a different number too. So why don't you say all the animals are not ma'ak of each other? Omrulahen, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a difference. Shmini regal b'fnei atzmohu. No, Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif. Don't bring me rayas from what happened on Shmini Atzeres to what happened on Sukkot. Why? Shekashem, Sheshvias, Shivas, Yimei Achag, Tu'unin, Karban, Shir, V'bracha, V'lina. Just like the 7 days of Sukkot have their own karban and their own song sung by the Levium and their own bracha. We'll see what that means in a second. And the mitzvah of Lina. Lina is a halacha that whenever you bring a carbon, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to leave that day. You have to lalun. You have to stay over. Just like those halachas apply to Sukkot, Av Shmini. So too it applies separately to Shmini Atzeres. Ton carbon v'shir bracha v'lina. This is the statement. So now the Gemara wonders, what does the word bracha mean in this brisa? I love Zman. Doesn't that mean Shechianu? And therefore this brisa that says mefurish, that you say a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Lo! No raya. What it means is berachas amazon utfila. What it's referring to is benching. In benching, you say shmini aseres achagazeh. But there's no raya whether there's a shechianu and shmini aseres. Hachanami mistaver. It also makes sense that it's not referring to shechianu. Why? These sakarat of zman kol shivim miika. Because if it's referring to shechianu, what does the brisa say? Just like all 7 days have a mitzvah, have bracha. So to Shmini Atzeres. All 7 days don't have a bracha of Shechianu. Only the first day. So it makes sense that we're talking about Berachas HaMazon, not Shechianu. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Halo Kasha, not a problem. What does it mean it's all 7 days Shechianu? D'ilo baracha idem b'varech l'machar. Olio macharina. No, it means if you didn't say it the first day. Let's say you didn't have a sukkah the first day. So then you would say Shechianu later. Right? So that's the discussion. So it's possible that it is referring to Shechianu. By the way, the Ritva here just has a discussion. Would you say a Shechianu if you went into the sukkah on the previous days, you just didn't say a Shechianu? Or is it only if you didn't go into a sukkah on the previous days? So he has that discussion here. You can look at it, 2 days. Mikom makom continues the Gemara, kos v'inan. But what do you mean? After you make a bracha in the middle of Chol HaMoed, don't you need to do it a la kos? Rashi says, where do you find wine in the middle of Chol HaMoed? Ein yayin matzui. You don't have wine. So the Gemara says, Leimam Sailel with Rav Nachman. So maybe this is a right to Rav Nachman, who we had in Mesechus Erevin. Dumb Rav Nachman, Zvan Omer Afilu Bashuk. Rav Nachman says, you don't have to say a Shechianu on a coast. Just say it wherever you are. You say it even in the middle of the marketplace. Diyamina, being on coast, coast Kayama Miika. Do you have a coast every day of Chol HaMoed? So maybe that's a proof. So at this stage, we're saying it could refer to Shechianu. So my answer is no, but it could, maybe it's not referring to Shechianu. Or if it is, it's a riot to Rav Nachman. So my answer is no riot to Rav Nachman. Maybe you would find a coast of wine in the middle of Chol HaMoed. Period. But what comes out with Maskana from the past 6 lines is that there is no raya from that brisa for Rabbi Yochanan, that you say a Shechianu on Shemini Atzeres. We're going to paskin that you do. That's going to be the last line on today's Amud, which we're going to get to tomorrow. But we'll get to that maskana later. Let's continue first. The Sabra of Yehuda, Shmini Ton Lina. But in this Brisa, we just had Rabbi Yehuda's statement that he says Shmini Atzeres has a mitzvah to sleep over after you breathe the karmatis of Shmini Atzeres, just like earlier in Sukkot. Is that really true? Does he hold there's a mitzvah of Lina by Shmini Atzeres? The Hatanya, but we know that he holds there is no mitzvah of Lina by Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Minan LePesach Sheni Shein Ton Lina. Pesach Sheni does not require sleeping over. Shneamar Ufanisa VaBoker VaHalachta Lo Alecha. Because the pasuk says the makor for Lina is that in the morning you turn and you leave, and you have to sleep over. V'ksiv, and the pasuk next to it says Sheishas Yom Tocha Masos, for 6 days you eat masa. And we have a drasha. We have a of smichos apsukim es shetoun shisha toun lina es sheino toun shisha eino toun lina. Only a yontif which has 6 days of yontif after it would you require sleeping over on that day. But if there aren't 6 days afterwards, you wouldn't require sleeping over. So Pesach Sheni is only 1 day. So therefore, that's why Pesach Sheni don't require lina. So says the Gemara, wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda also include Shmini Atzeres, which does not have 6 days of yontif afterwards? You also have to talk about Shavuos, but Lim Utemai, Lala Mudina Mishmini Shalchag. So isn't it also excluding Shmini Atzeres, and therefore this is a raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Lina on Shmini Atzeres, which is a stira to what he said before. Where it says, Lo, Limute Pesach Sheni Techvase. No, it's only included Pesach Sheni, but he would require that you need Lina on Shmini Atzeres. Hachanai Mistavra, and I'll bring you another proof, says the Gemara. Because there's another example where Rabbi Yehuda requires Lina on a non-yontif with 6 days after it day. Ditzvan, as the Mishnah says, in Bikurim. Ha Bikurim tu'unin carbon v'shir v'tzuv v'alina. The Mishnah says that Bikurim, you have to bring a carbon with a Bikurim, you have to do a special song with a Bikurim, you have to wave the Bikurim. We're going to get to that in a minute. You pick it up and you wave it in front of the Mizbeach. V'alina. And after you bring Mikurim, you have to sleep over in the base of Migdash. Man Shamas Lay Damar, or near the base of Migdash, in Yerushalayim. Man Shamas Lay Damar Tznufa. Who says that Bikurim have Tznufa? Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamar Toan Lina. And we know Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that Bikurim required Tznufa. And you see that Lina is also here. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda requires Lina even by items and mitzvahs that don't have 6 days of Yandere afterwards. So Huadin, we would say, also Shmini Atzeres. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that tufa by Bikurim? Titania. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Vahin Achtozu tufa. The Pasuk says you put it down in front of the Mizbeach. That is with reference to waving. What do you mean waving? It means putting it down. Sh'ata Omer Zat tufa Oeinu El HaNachamamish. Does it mean waving it or does it mean placing it? Shu Omer Vihinichau Richo Amar. No, because there are two words. There was already a Pasuk that says Vihinichau. Hamani Mekai Vihinachto. If you already put it down, what is it saying? You put it down again. Zu tufa. It must be that you picked it up to wave it. And then that you put it back down. Again, we do waving of, we had to waving earlier, right? We wave a lulav, you wave a hoshana, you wave certain carbonous mincha, which we had earlier, mala, right? The symbolism of the waving we had earlier. So that's why, maybe so this is Rabbi Yehuda, and if it's a raya, that he owes of lina by Bikurim, so sotu huad de beshmini atzeres. Vidilma, the Gemara just ends off, maybe it's not a raya. Vidilma, Rabbi ben Yaakovi, maybe this Mishnah is Rabbi ben Yaakov, because he also holds a tzufa by Bikurim. Titania, v'loka kakoin atinam yadecha, the coin will take the basket of Bikurim from your hand, leave it on the Bikurim, shetun and tzufa, de Rabbi ben Yaakov. also the tzufas. The Gemara says, so it's no raya that Rabbi from Bikurim for Shmini Atzeres. My time there wasn't Ben Yaakov. What is the reason anyway? There wasn't Ben Yaakov says that you require tzufa by Bikurim. Asa yad yad mishlamim. You have a gzeir shava from Shlamim, which also requires tzufa. Ksiv hacha wakacha koin atenem yadecha. It says here, by Bikurim, the coin takes it from your hand. Ksiv hasam yad dav tivyana sishir Hashem. So if Xavier Shava based on the word yad, makan coin aflahalan coin, just like over here, a coin does the waving, so too over there, the coin does the waving, umalahalan bailan afkan bailan. And also, just like over there, the owner does the waving, so too here, meaning both wave. Ha ketzad, coin, miniach yad takas yad a bailan umain. If the coin puts his hand under the hands of the bailan and waves it, and they wave it together. Period. Rashi points out that it's not exactly the Kohen's hands under the Bailam's hands, because that would be a chatzitza. That would be a separation. The Kohen has to hold the basket itself. So Rashi explains in the second to last line, it's really the Bailam hold, let's say, the corner of the basket, and the Kohen holds underneath. So they're both holding basket. They're both, it's a funny picture. You think about the Kohen, right? The Kohen is over here, and he's over here, and they wave it together. But that's what Tosfos talks about in terms of chatzitza. Tosfos also quotes an interesting Yerushalmi. The third to last line in Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi in Sota. Tosfos quotes there that the carbon of a Sota also has to be waved by the Bailim and the woman. So ask the Yerushalmi, but the hands are sometimes touch. So ask the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that it's negiyah mamish. Isn't that mechuar hadavar? Isn't it mechuar hadavar that the kohen is holding the sota's hands while he's holding the basket? So Yerushalmi gives three different answers. Number one, maybe mapa v'inochos. Maybe there's a handkerchief in between, right? Like the dance with the handkerchiefs, right? So maybe number one answer. Number two, maybe kohen zakein. Maybe you bring a very old kohen who has no yetzahara. Right, so that's a second answer. Third answer, and this is a very important halacha l'maisa. Afilu temo, we'll say in a minute. Afilu temo yeled, ein yitzahara matsui laosa shah. For a second, the yitzahara is not matsui. A second for the waving, it's not matsui. This is quoted.
I thought we said the opposite, that we turn the woman around.
We turn the woman around at what? Well, this is how the Yerushalmi deals with the problem. What does that mean? Only the Shoah is not Matsui. This is the Sharm Sarim Balach and other poskim. He thinks that this is a riot to the poskim that say that when you have a chuppas nida, the hot chassid is allowed to put the ring on the woman's finger. Right? Different shitas. But according to most, in terms of kavod abrios, you're allowed to put it on the finger. Why? Because of this Yerushalmi. Ein yitzahara matsui lo'osa shah. It's for a second. It's for a second, and even though chuppas nida, there's really an iser negia, but still, for a second, it is not a problem, but that's a raya, but that's related to the issue of tenufa. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we speak more about Shmini Atzeres and the like, and Nisach HaMayim. Also comes to tomorrow, you got some Agadah tomorrow, and then we will continue. Today's shiur was the Refuah Shleima, Daniel Dov Ben Rashka, the Refuah Shleima, sponsored by the Ginsburg family. Thank you.